Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Tensions between Muslim tribes simmer in one district in Pakistan, but local believers press on. Then, Warriors Set Free offers veterans a weekend of counseling and fellowship. We'll unpack that in a few moments. But first, tensions between Sunni and Shia Muslims run high and deep in Pakistan's Karam district today. Back in July, a land dispute between tribes exploded and cost nearly 50 people their lives. Violence broke out again last month, leading the government to shut down a key highway. Nehemiah with FMI calls Karam the wild, wild west of Pakistan. He explains the districts share borders with both Afghanistan and Iran. Afghan refugees, along with active Islamic militant groups, add more layers of complexity.
The people are suffering, and it's killings, ransom, kidnapping. It's a war-torn situation right now there.
He says there's no federal law or military law, just tribal law. But Muslim background believers in the underground church have a fierce faith.
In Pakistan, especially in such areas, giving a Bible away is a capital offense. Talibans or the tribal people, they come and kill you if you share a word of God with anybody. They kill anybody, they persecute anybody, and no one is here to raise a voice for them.
Nehemiah spoke with an FMI partner this month who is pursuing a specific region for Christ.
He said there is nobody who is able to share the word, so he has that courage to be in the area and share the gospel.
Pray the people of Karam find peace and reconciliation with both God and with each other. More in the full report online.
I was talking to one of our partners, he said, please don't pray for us, pray with us.
Then we connect with Chinzo with A3 Mongolia to learn more about Mongolia's October elections. The nation of just 3.4 million people is sandwiched between Russia and China. It was a communist nation for decades leading up to the 90s when it transitioned to a democracy. The October elections for more than 8,000 local government seats gave the Mongolian People's Party, an ex-communist party, a continued majority.
Out of 21 provinces in Mongolia, they won in 14 provinces. And out of 9 districts in the city, they won in 8 districts.
Christians make up less than 2% of Mongolia's majority Buddhist population, but they do not face outright persecution.
It's all indirect. There is no direct pressure or persecution. But the changes in the society, like we're going back into communist type of regime again.
One form this takes is bureaucratic delay.
Many churches wait for many, many years to get the official registration.
Find your place in the story by praying.
Pray for religious freedom in terms of especially churches. We need more like official recognition and favor from the states.
Finally, Set Free Ministries combines a weekend getaway with intensive counseling for veterans through an initiative called Warriors Set Free. Steve Prince with Set Free says,
we guide veterans and first responders in building their faith, healing from the past, and winning life's battles.
During these four-day weekends, participants receive set-free teaching and space to be alone with God.
These weekends, one of the first things we tell the participants is we want you to be selfish. We carry their bags, we serve their meals, we serve their drinks. We try and show them that they can receive as well as serve. And the goal is to set the table for them to have some very real, authentic, intimate interactions with God.
Both men-only retreats and women's retreats are led by other veterans.
We really are deliberate on showing them how much God loves them. We share our own story pretty raw, which allows them to open up and share their stories and be open and honest about who they are and what they've been through.
Ask God to guide the staff and volunteers to find the truth of His Word.
We need prayer. We are destroying the enemy's work. Pray for the next veteran that hasn't yet reached out to us.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.